One of the other interesting pieces of information from the ASCO meeting, and I don't want to get off the subject here entirely, but it raised the question of the safety of the radiation exposure to the fetus for a woman getting a sentinel lymph node procedure during pregnancy. And I thought that was very compelling information. The situation obviously is going to come up. Women will be diagnosed during pregnancy and in theory should be entitled to the same surgical choices that a woman has when not pregnant. So there are some fairly obvious guidelines for exposure to radiation in utero. Therapeutic radiation for the treatment of early stage breast cancer is, of course, out of the question. It exceeds the reasonable limit of exposure to the fetus. But what they did at Memorial Sloan Kettering was they looked at patients who had undergone sentinel lymph node procedures, and through the use of anthropomorphic phantoms, they determined the dose that would likely be received to a developing fetus at various stages. And in every case, even with the highest amount of radioactivity given in the sentinel node procedure and the largest fetus, the calculated exposures were well below the boundaries of safety. Upon hearing this, I, of course, interrogated some surgeons to see what their practices were. And I actually found, to my surprise, that there are many surgeons who are well-versed in the sentinel node procedure that were quite willing to perform the procedure on a patient while pregnant. I don't know that every surgeon who does sentinel node procedures finds it to be an acceptable practice, but the recurring theme was that the surgeons that I spoke to were comfortable with the safety of the sentinel node procedure, but that the procedure could be done with technetium sulfur colloid only and not blue dye. The blue dye was contraindicated because of the potential exposure to the fetus of the blue dye.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I was corrected by everyone that I spoke to that giving blue dye to one who was pregnant would be an undesirable thing. It was more a product of the lack of knowledge about what blue dye might do. We feel safe that the radioactivity exposure to the fetus is going to be negligible, but the blue dye is an unanswerable question. So if surgeons are going to do this, and it appears, based on this information, to be acceptable, the technetium sulfur colloid should be the only thing used in the procedure.